This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CGRU 1280 AM here in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. For years, Not Far From the Tree has been picking fresh fruit out of backyards across Toronto. This season, the charity has picked over 10,000 pounds of fresh fruit, and like always, the harvest is split three ways, between tree registrants, the pickers, and a network of social service agencies tackling food insecurity in the city.
Some things that we pick are oftentimes things that people are unaware of, one, or people wish that they could, that wish that they can purchase in the grocery store regularly. So things like mulberries, currants, pawpaw, quince, even something like service berries. I don't think that anyone's ever purchased service berries from a grocery store, maybe a farmer's market.
That's Jessica, the picking program assistant at Not Far From the Tree. As they wrap up the season, she tells me about the impact that they've made in the last few months. In her role, she wears so many hats to ensure that everything runs smoothly.
My role can include things such as dealing with pick emergencies, data entry, liaisoning with tree registrants, liaisoning with fruit pickers as well as pick leaders, promotion, and filling in any other gaps where necessary.
Jessica tells me that the term pick emergencies holds a whole new meaning while navigating the COVID-19 pandemic. Normally, pick emergencies would include protecting pickers from the outdoors, so providing care if someone's stung by a bee or perhaps if fruit's fallen on them while picking. Now in her role, she's also protecting them from COVID-19, making sure that everyone's distancing and taking the proper precautions. Not Far From the Tree has paused all of their workshops and community programming, but they have been continuing their picks. Jessica says that's been really important because the pandemic has heightened food insecurity in Toronto. She tells me a little bit more about the portion of their harvest that goes toward social service agencies.
We often have picks that more than one third is donated. That's really great. Sometimes the homeowner won't want any of the fruit that we're harvesting. They're probably inundated with apples upon apples or grapes upon grapes or whatever it is, or they're just not interested in the fruit to begin with. And that now leaves more fruit to be donated. And the agencies that this fruit goes to include shelters, food community centers, food banks, and other assistant programming centers for youth or for adults or people that require any type of social assistance, essentially.
Since the start of their season, Not Far From the Tree has partnered with 35 organizations. So that includes Margaret's House, YMCA Sprott House, Horizons for Youth, just to name a few. They've also brought in a couple new partners throughout the summer. And through all of these partnerships, donated fruit from Not Far From the Tree either cuts down the cost of an organization's overall food programming, or it allows the organization to meet a need that they couldn't independently. I asked Jessica about some of the barriers that come with accessing fresh fruit to understand why it's so important that these organizations are supported by Not Far From the Tree. She says price is a big one, and so when you're trying to stretch your dollar, a lot of people end up compromising on the quality or price of their fruit. And as more people find themselves in precarious scenarios due to the pandemic, it's becoming an even bigger issue than normal. There's also the issue of availability. So as you heard Jessica mention earlier, there's some fruit that are all around us in Toronto, but you'd never find them in the grocery store. Jessica mentions that there's also the growing number of encampments to think about, and so they've been trying to offer support to those residents where they can.
One of the picks, actually, right afterwards, the organization that we were donating to was inundated with fruit, which is something that happens. So just too many apples, too many pears, too many whatever fruit that we're donating to them. So one of our gracious and kind pick leaders, which is also a team member of mine, Felix Mills, He actually donated the fruit to Tent City. So he just went about Tent City and handed out grapes.
Jessica tells me that this year's harvest translates to 191 picks and 3,698 pounds of donated fruit to social service agencies. By the time we spoke, they had actually picked a little over 11,000 pounds of fruit. And she tells me that in the next few months, it'll be a lot quieter. They're really focused on prepping for the next season, which will be June to October 2021. If you'd like to get involved with Not Far From the Tree, they pick fruit from the downtown core, south of Eglinton, east of Jane, west of Victoria Park, and north of the waterfront. They operate on a membership model, so there's a $30 annual fee for tree registrants and a $10 annual fee for pickers. Jessica explains that these fees go towards insurance for pickers, upkeep of equipment, renting things like community kitchens, and a lot more amazing work for the community. To learn more about what they're doing, you can find them at notfarfromthetree.org. And by sharing their story at Not Far From the Tree, Jessica really hopes that it'll inspire others to look at the fruit around them and start similar movements in their own communities.
And then we're just so very thankful to our tree registrants for welcoming us into their homes and being hospitable to us so that we can pick their trees. We're thankful so very much to our volunteer team of pick leaders as well as fruit pickers for making it possible, for being dedicated to actually picking this fruit, riding their bikes to different organizations to donate it and drop it off, and actually following protocol and keeping it safe so that everybody can have a great time doing this.
This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM here in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.